Over the past 2 years, dozens of patients were sickened by a superbug after going to Virginia Mason Hospital for medical treatment. That's according to an article published today by the Seattle Times health reporter, Jonelle Alicia. Alicia told me this morning that the hospital started to notice the infections between November 2012 and March 2014.
What happened is between November 2012 and March of 2014, Virginia Mason started seeing infections with this rare kind of superbug. And at first they didn't know what the common denominator was, but they soon found that it appeared to be related to contaminated endoscopes used in specialized procedures.
What is an endoscope?
An endoscope is a device that can snake down inside of your body and either diagnose or treat diseases. In this situation, they're using them for a specialized treatment of pancreatic cancer or problems with your bile ducts.
And it's inserted either from the mouth or the other end.
Right, from the mouth generally.
From the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So was it preventable? Was this preventable, this infection that spread?
Preventable. You know, it's actually hard to say right now. There have been problems nationally with these superbugs that are resistant to all of our top-line antibiotics, or most of them anyway, for a number of years, and they haven't really gotten a handle on it yet. And at Virginia Mason, they'll tell you that they had no breaches in protocol and that they cleaned everything according to the manufacturer's directions, and still these bugs were on the scopes.
There were deaths among the people who were infected. But can we connect the deaths to the infections?
Right. They tell me that they have detected 35 infections, and of those 35 infections, 11 of the patients died. Now, what they emphasize is that these are patients typically with pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, or other, they're critically ill, possibly terminal patients. So they won't say that the infections are what led to their deaths. But they did die with these infections.
Now, you talked to Dr. Jeffrey Duchin, a public health official with King County, who helped to investigate the outbreak. And he told you they didn't think this issue warranted emergency notification. And the reason he gave, this is how you quoted him, patients are at the same or higher risk all across the country, end quote. But how did others you interviewed respond to that?
Others I interviewed, the folks at Virginia Mason also said that they didn't notify patients specifically that they were part of an outbreak or that it had been tied to these potentially contaminated endoscopes, because they said there wasn't anything that these very sick patients can do. There wasn't an action they could take or a test that they could get. And they said that the panic that might ensue might distress the patients more. However, of course, I talked to bioethicists across the country who said that any patient infected in an outbreak certainly has a right to know.
Now, this is a developing story, but have you heard about any legal action being contemplated by the families of the people infected?
No. In fact, I had to write this story so quickly that I haven't been able to contact any of these family members. You know, it's been a little while now. It's been a couple of years. And so I'm surprised that we haven't actually heard from family members, but possibly it's because they didn't know.
In light of the spread of these infections on endoscopes, has Virginia Mason changed their procedures?
Yes, they tell me they have. They tell me that they now culture and quarantine these specialized endoscopes. And in fact, they started out with 8 endoscopes, and now they have added 20 more so that they can rotate them. No one else across the country is quarantining and culturing their scopes. So now they tell me it's the safest place in the country to have this kind of procedure.
So other hospitals have not adopted what Virginia Mason says are the best practices?
Well, I wouldn't say that they think it's the best practice. It's what they've done to try and drive these, to try and halt this outbreak and ensure themselves that they have done everything they can.
Having an endoscope procedure is not that unusual. You're probably going to get a lot of questions from people who might be contemplating one in the near future. What are you going to tell them?
Right. Well, what the health officials tell me is to talk it over with their doctors, ask about the risks and the benefits. If this procedure is going to be a life-saving procedure that will make the difference between getting rid of a block in a bile duct that could save your life or the risk of getting a superbug, you know, there might be something to consider there.
Jonelle Alicia, health reporter for the Seattle Times, thank you so much for telling us about your story today.
Thanks very much for having me.
This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.